Did you make any distinction between a turtle and the kind of its relative that lives only on the land? Let's see, a turtle.
A turtle lives in the water and on the land, and a tortoise lives on the land alone.
Did you ever hear of terrapin?
No, I believe they are the same as the tortoise.
How about cooter?
I don't know that.
Gopher,
I know that.
Connection with a turtle.
The gopher lives in the ground, figures way in the ground.
Nice.
It looks a little bit like a chipmunk, gopher does.
Now, would you name some kinds of trees around here?
There's the maple and the oak.
Any different kind of maples?
The purple leaf maple. And the red leaf maple.
You get sugar from one kind?
Hard maple. And soft maple, right?
You hear sugar bush? Sugar bush maple?
Yes, I think there is one like that. Not around here that I know of, though. I think that's more in the east.
Now, how about an American plane tree, kind of a plane tree that grows in America here?
Sycamore. I don't know what trees do.
I hadn't looked that up.
My son ought to be here.
Now, to get the right kind of fruit for pies at Washington's birthday, we'd have to go pick
cherry.
And you get them from a cherry tree.
Yes.
Now, there's a kind of leaf that has three leaves on it. If I walk within 10 feet of it, my ankles start to itch.
Ivy.
What is that?
Is it ivy?
Yeah, what kind of, any special word? Or just plain ivy?
Wait,
let's
see, ivy.
Okay. Now, there's another kind of poison here that has kind of a lance-shaped leaf, and it's beautiful in the fall. It's red little berries. They're kind of hairy. They make nice decorations in the house,
yes,
but you better steer clear of them.
I know what you mean, but I don't know the name of it.
You ever hear
shumac? Shumac.
That's it. Must be the way it's pronounced. Everybody calls it shumac around here.
It's S-U. Now, I
well, with sugar, it's S-U, too.
I think this should be shumac, probably.
Well, there are kinds of berries that we like to eat. Can you name some?
Berries that we like to eat is blueberries, cranberries, raspberries, strawberries.
Okay, that's good. And some berries, you might say, are they make you sick. They might even kill you.
They're
what? What would you say? These berries are.
These berries are poison. Poisonous. Poisonous.
All right. Did you have any, is your husband alive?
No. Passed away.
Did you have any way of referring to him when you're talking to somebody else? Well, besides by his name?
Dad,
You were calling him Mr.?
This was in later years. We called him Dad. Well, if I was talking to someone I didn't know, I probably was calling Mr. Button.
You were calling my man?
No.
And he would never call you my woman then, or the wife, the missus?
No.
I have an uncle who calls his wife the lady, my lady.
Yeah, that's nice.
It's an Alabama term.
Yeah, that's nice.
Then, since your husband is not alive, you are what?
A widow.
Your mother's husband is your
mother-in-law.
No, your mother's husband.
Well, wait a minute. My mother's husband.
What is
he's
your
my father.
Trying to get you to say it without telling you.
Yeah.
What do you call your father? Do you have any special?
Well, that was years back, of course, when everyone called their father Papa, and so I always did.
Papa.
Mm-hmm.
And what did you call your mother?
Mama.
Did you have any other words when you were going to be more affectionate than other times?